it's time for the birds, the bees and the bugs, thanks to CareHQ.
That's right, it's time to talk all things sexual health with Charlotte and Nikki from CareHQ. Morena.
Morena.
How are ya?
We're good.
Thanks for coming up. It's been a while. Lovely. We're excited to delve into all things STIs, myths versus facts. We're talking today.
We're ready.
We're setting the record straight, everyone.
We're here to dispel some myths.
Yeah, there's a lot of myths out there. There's a lot of misinformation and... I've heard some silly things in my time.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're going to go through some that we've got here, and then Millie and I have got some follow-up questions, and we'll take questions from the text. So if you've got texts that you'd like answered, myths, questions, queries, just funny things you've heard, even if you know they aren't true.
Someone's requested a BFM matchmaking service.
And to that I say no.
Hey, look, never say no to your dreams.
But if you'd like to text, the number is 5395. Anywho, okay, let's sort of start with just the basics.
Yes.
A lot of people think that STIs are quite obvious because you've got symptoms, right?
Yeah.
But there are quite a few STIs that don't show any symptoms. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And I know in previous weeks we've talked about that fancy word, incubation period, where you can have an STI, you can have a sexually transmitted infection, but it won't show up on testing yet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, A, there's a first period where it won't show up on testing, but you are infectious. And B, you can have some STIs that don't show symptoms. So you can carry them and not know. I know we've talked about, I think chlamydia, we said it was about 80% of people with vaginas won't have symptoms.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's, yeah, it's quite easy. And this is what, you know, this is the thing why we don't want to play any kind of blame game or anything, because you can not know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. And the incubation period, I feel like the common thing that people will do is they'll, you know, after having unprotected sex or for whatever reason, we'll straight away go and get a test. But we were saying a few weeks ago that it's best to wait a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, best to wait that fortnight from the exposure, so from the period of unprotected sex, to come up and have a test. We love how proactive people are, but it just gives us a more accurate reading if we wait that 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk oral sex.
Yeah. So, I think that sometimes there's a misconception that you can't get STIs through oral sex, but unfortunately, you can. Any sexual contact, oral, vaginal, anal, and even genital skin-to-skin contact can pass on STIs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not that I think many people use condoms for oral sex, but they're there if you want to.
Yeah, right. Mm. I feel like the common practice would be like foreplay without protection, maybe, and then using protection for penetrative sex.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that is the most common thing.
Yeah. Does that still reduce your chances? Like, is there like a more or less likelihood to transmit from oral versus penetrative, or it's just like best to use protection for everything?
Well,
yeah.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? I think if you're using condoms for vaginal and anal sex, then yes, you are reducing that risk. But if somebody's got raging chlamydia or gonorrhea in their penis,
chances are you're going to get it.
And you give them oral sex, you're probably going to get it. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like the use of the term raging.
Raging. That's a good one.
Here's a good one. Only people with lots of partners get STIs.
Oh, yeah, no, definitively no.
No.
And I think this is another thing where we're trying to be more sex positive. We all, the majority of people have sex in some way, shape or form, and it's just a physical, sexually transmitted infections are a physical pass by of that process. So anyone who has sex anytime, we talk about protection a lot. If it's unprotected, there's a risk there.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of that social stigma around STIs and like the sort of slut shaming element of
it. Absolutely. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's talk. We've talked about like getting STIs and how you can get them in terms of protection. Barrier methods are sort of the only way to go, right? Like there's some people get a bit confused about contraception and protection.
Yeah, I think some people, I've heard people saying that they think taking the oral contraceptive pill might give them some protection against STIs.
Mm.
And really, it's only going to give you protection against pregnancy.
Right.
Barrier methods, so condoms, reduce the risk of STI transmission, but not oral contraception.
No. And okay. On the note of the oral sex with barrier methods, we've talked about dental dams, I think, before as well.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell us about dental dams. Yeah, I feel like this doesn't get talked about as much as condoms.
I mean, when I worked in sexual health, people used to cut the end of a condom and make it into a like a rectangle shape and use that against, you know, the genitals to give oral sex. Right. That's one thing you can do. I actually haven't seen dental dams.
No.
I don't know whether you can buy them in the chemist's warehouse.
Yeah, where have they gone? Yeah, they should exist because, I mean, that, for oral sex, that is the point of protection in terms of a barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But flavoured condoms for oral sex with people with a penis, I suppose.
Right. Fun.
Yeah.
But dental dams, yeah, we should make those more common because stop giggling. Because maybe it's okay to giggle about it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, this is all good.
I was just remembering one time.
Oh god, where are you gonna go with this?
I'd been at a clinic for something and the nurse had forgotten to ask me if I needed any, and she kind of chased me down the hallway being like, "I've got chocolate." Strawberry.
I was going to say, like, do you remember the ones in clinic would be chocolate, strawberry, banana.
Yeah.
Sure. I was chased with all options. And I just thought about that.
Safety can be fun, you know?
Exactly.
And it can be giggled about. It doesn't have to be a serious.
You've got to laugh, I think.
And can we have bougie versions? Like, is there a fancy chocolate version?
Exactly. Like a bit of Lindor.
We need Whittaker's. That's a Whittaker's collab, I think.
Five roll refined.
Dubai chocolate.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Where did I see on our sheet something about... can you pick up STIs from a toilet seat? Because somebody's just quoted Frank Zappa in the text.
Yes. The answer is no.
Okay.
Oh, thank
God. Good.
Categorically no. You're not going to get anything from a toilet seat. It's basically something like herpes is not going to exist on a plastic seat. You need skin-to-skin contact or oral-to-genital contact.
That's actually a
big
relief.
Yeah. It's a relief.
Well, Nikki has a fantastic statement that she says to that question as well, which is you can only get...
Oh, yeah, you can only get STIs from a toilet seat if you're having sex on a toilet seat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no judgment, whatever you're into. But
exactly.
That's a little putter to me. Okay, we were talking about condoms, so maybe let's sort of go back to that and... talk about some common myths around condoms. People using condoms more than once?
No, absolutely not.
And people using condoms too at the same time.
Yeah, I remember when I worked in sexual health, I remember somebody saying to me, "Oh, that's safer, right? Because I'm using two at once."
That's a facepalm moment.
Yeah. but unfortunately, they're much more likely to split or break if you use two.
And then on condoms breaking, often you hear people advising against things like baby oil and stuff as well.
They can degrade condoms, can't they? So no, we definitely
or butter
recommend.
If somebody wants. Ooh. Lots of different things have been floated as good ideas for lube, but I think just stick to water-based lube.
So don't go to the kitchen.
No.
Okay.
Don't go to the fridge.
No olive oil.
No.
Mayonnaise.
Oh my god, mayonnaise!
But it'll make me an extra virgin.
Olive oil is expensive enough.
Yeah,
this is true. Olive oil is very expensive.
It is.
What about for people that are allergic to latex?
There's latex-free condoms.
Yes.
So there's definitely an option. Yep, absolutely. Okay. So there's specific condoms that they can have that won't spark an allergy.
Okay, very good. All right, I mean, I hope most of us know that the pull-out method is not effective.
Yes.
But when it comes to STIs, I guess people are thinking about ejaculation.
Yeah.
And that it might reduce the risks, but... No.
It's, as Nikki says, any skin-to-skin contact. And I think that's with the pull-out method, it's thought of as the semen is only going to be ejaculated at the very end of the intercourse, but actually there's something called pre-cum or pre-semen. Mm-hmm. Pre-cum, which contains semen.
And sperm,
yeah.
Oh, man. So it's not protecting you against anything, unfortunately, everyone.
It's not.
Oh, man. Okay, have we talked about symptoms for STIs and that you can still spread if you don't have symptoms?
Yes.
That's definitely true.
Mm. Mm. Some of these, it breaks your heart, the myth. You can't get an STI the first time you have sex.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've definitely heard people think that, and also that you can't get pregnant the first time you have sex. I think that's sometimes with the younger people, they might have, you know, been told that, but yeah, that's absolutely not true. You can definitely get pregnant and you can definitely get an STI.
Yeah, there's no sort of immunity umbrella under the first encounter.
No. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when in doubt, like we've talked about all the barrier methods and stuff, but when in doubt, just get tested. I think that's a generally good way to go forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Here's one that's HIV specific. Mm-hmm. You can get HIV from mosquitoes. Is this true?
Oh, yeah.
No.
But I can see why people would think that.
Yeah, I can understand where it's come from.
I think the logic is there, but you can get other things from mosquitoes.
Malaria.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
Not New Zealand, but...
Yeah. No. Yeah. But no, you definitely... mosquitoes cannot carry HIV, so...
The virus can't.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. No. That would be bad.
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay. I've learned a lot, actually. And, I mean, a lot of these I feel like we know, but... It's good to just reiterate that what is definitely myth, what is definitely fact.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's one of those things when you're talking to your friends and if two people sort of say something that sounds right and then someone out and it quite quickly spreads
becomes
into...
the truth.
Yes, yeah. So if we can help dispel some of that just to make sex safer.
Indeed.
That's what we want.
We're all about...
Safe, fun
correct.
Sex.
Yeah, sex
bingo.
And we can also prescribe condoms. That's another thing. You know, you don't actually have to, you know, condoms are expensive.
Condoms get expensive.
I think we can prescribe up to 12 boxes at once. Mm-hmm. Which
gosh.
Quite a lot. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, get them on prescription, pick them up from a chemist warehouse where you don't have to pay. So, sweet.
And multiple flavours.
Yeah. Chocolate, strawberry.
And if you do it on Care HQ, you won't get chased down the hallway. You'll just have a nice private phone call. Oh, very good. That's a funny story.
It was funny at the time as well. No, like I wasn't even...
I'd imagine.
Oh, very good. So if anyone isn't aware of Care HQ services, let's just do a little reiteration. So everyone can head to your website to learn a little bit more and make remote phone calls.
And video calls.
Yeah, cool.
So we can, you can still see us, which is really nice. And very confidential, very private. So you can pop into a room at lunch break and contact us. So we're purely telehealth and we can help arrange testing, treatment. We can talk you through any worries or concerns, but we're here to help.
Cool.
Yeah.
Such a mean co-papa. And I didn't know that you could prescribe condoms as well, so that's great.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Good to know. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte and Nikki. Always
no
a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That was The Birds, the Bees and the Bugs. Thank you, Care HQ.
That was The Birds, the Bees and the Bugs, only on 95 BFM.